And now Radioactive proudly presents another first in the history of broadcasting. For the very first time at this moment on this station, Radioactive is broadcasting this program.
Yes, welcome to the fabulous Radioactive Giganta Quiz. Yes, the whole of today's show is given over to the Giganta Quiz, my title, by the way. And there's £10,000 to be won, and that £10,000 will be won by the one person who is left out of our 1,000 contestants in just one half an hour's time.
Radioactive's Giganta Quiz.
And with them now is Mike Channel, who's just joined them outside in the Radioactive car park.
Well, we begin our Giganta Quiz. Stupid name. With a preliminary round designed to whittle down the 995 contestants standing beneath me to a more manageable number. So, are you all ready?
Yeah!
Right, well, I have three questions I'm going to ask you. If you think answer A is right, run to box A. If you think it's B, stand in box B. Only those getting all three correct go through. Hard, I know, but there you are. Question one. What is the capital of Holland?
Hang on,
I'm giving you the answer yet. Right, is it A, The Hague, or B, Amsterdam? Well, they all seem to have made for box A, The Hague, which, of course, is absolutely right. So everyone off to a flying start. Question two, then. Which is heavier? Hold it. Hadn't even started yet. Which is heavier out of a ton of coal or a ton of feathers? Is it A, a ton of coal, or B, neither? Well, no clues there because they're standing in box B, so everyone's absolutely right again. But I think this will sort out the wheat from the goats a bit, because the third and final question of this round is this. What is the specific gravity of nitric acid? Is it 17 or 41? Not so keen to rush off now. Well, that's a very impressive start there. Absolutely everyone seems to have got it right once again, and we still, in fact, have 995 contestants. Bugger. So, let's see what our expert astrologer, Lawrence, has to make of that back in the studio.
Well, according to my research, a large proportion of the contestants are Virgos.
Well, you have been thorough.
Thank you. And they are traditionally very wise when it comes to questions to do with chemistry, physics, or the capital of Holland. And I'm sure this is why the contestants have been so successful so far. They've been led by the wisdom of the Virgos.
Okay, many thanks.
This is the Giganta Quiz. And from our original 1,000, we're down to how many, Anna?
1,012.
1,012.
Yes, and more people have just joined in.
Right, well, let's see if by the end of the show we can at least get down to the number we started with. We'll have an individual eliminator round now, so let's start with you. What's your name?
Linda.
Linda, right, okay, Linda. What I'm going to do is ask you some questions, and you're not allowed to say yes or no. Okay, do you understand that?
Yes.
Oh, right, you're out. Next.
I didn't know you'd start.
Never mind. Next one, name?
Ken.
Now, you understand the rules?
I do.
You're not allowed to say yes or no.
Okay.
Or okay.
Oh.
Right. Next, name?
Janet.
Right, Janet. Rules very simple. You're not allowed to say yes or no or okay. Hello, Janet.
Hello, Mike.
Or hello, Mike, I'm afraid. Next, right, you.
I don't want to take part.
Why not? Rules very, very simple. You're just not allowed to say yes, no, okay, or hello, Mike.
No, you're cheating.
What? You're cheating. Repetition. Next rule's very simple. Are you going to repeat yourself? Say okay, hello, Mike, or yes or no?
I am not.
I'm sorry, rules have changed. You have to say one of them now.
And this is your little boy, is it, Sandra?
Yes, this is Timmy.
Hello, Timmy.
Hello.
He's gorgeous, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
But I bet he gets into a few scrapes, huh?
Oh, he does. He's a real terror. But you know, wherever he's been, whatever he's done, fairy or washing powder always gets his off.
Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic. Tell me, Sandra, did you know we were, in fact, recording this?
No.
Yes, this is actually an advert for Ferial washing powder.
No!
Yes!
Oh, no! Well, I never... Well, you certainly took me totally by surprise.
Is that it, Mummy, or are we going to have to do another take?
Shut up, Timmy!
We took 20 patients from the Middlesex Heart Hospital who all had one thing in common, a pacemaker. We fitted 19 of the pacemakers with ordinary torch batteries and the other one with new longer life Shorazil. Then we asked the 20 patients to give all they'd got on a 26-mile marathon. There's nothing to choose between them at the start, but it's not long before the ordinary batteries just give up the ghost. Simply run out of juice and die on you. But after 25 miles, the Shorazil battery is still going strong, still pumping with life, the power to keep you running till you drop.
Feeling good, thank God I'm alive. Listening to Radio X Live.
Well, we've come here to Barcelona for the next round of the Giganta Quiz. What an excellent title. Where we've checked all the contestants into the two main hotels that stand next to each other here on the promenade. Now, all the contestants are currently standing on their balconies, but I'm going to ask them not to unpack yet because, in fact, only half of them are going to go through to the next round. Yes, indeed. Now, if you'd all look at your keys, because those of you booked into the Hotel Miramar, I'm afraid, are the ones going through to the next round. Yes, indeed. And sadly, those of you staying at the Hotel San Paolo aren't even going to be sent home, as the entire hotel is about to be razed to the ground. Well, a lot of fun there. Now, those of you staying at the Hotel Miramar, don't you unpack either, because in fact, that's the end of this round, and it's time to head back to England.
Time is moving on, and here with his own elimination round is Hospital Radio sweetheart Martin Brown, who's kindly agreed to return from the land of the dead, as it were, to be with us now.
Here he is now, Martin Brown.
Wow. Okay, yes. Thank you very much, Mike, for that, Mike. Martin Brown here with a quick music quiz I've devised myself, and it's between John and Gillian. So, to decide who goes through, John, the first question for you. Well, what is the connection between these two pieces of music? First,
hey,
this one.
Jude. Mm-hmm.
And this one.
Don't make it bad.
Any idea?
They're both from the same song.
Oh, they are both from the same song. That's very good indeed, John. So you're still with us now. Gillian, can you tell me what the connection between this song and a type of alcoholic drink? What's the connection between this song and a type of alcoholic drink? I'll give you a clue. The group is UB40.
Red, red wine.
Oh, yes, indeed. Red, red wine is the answer. Red, red wine is a type of alcoholic drink, isn't it? And the title of the song is, Red, red wine. Well, that's very well done. It's obviously going to be very hard to get a winner from you two. Are you in the pop business at all, either of you?
No.
Oh, no reason why you should be, right? John, next question for you. What's the connection? What's the connection between these songs? Do you want to hear them again?
No, I think I've got that one. It's the word yellow.
It is the word yellow, yes. Oh, dear lad, this is turning to a real cliffhanger, isn't it? Gillian, all eyes on you now, as they say. And not literally, of course, because this is in fact radio, isn't it? We question, your question now. Must get it right. I'll give you a bit of a help, because this is a bit more tricky. Do you know that the group Queen recorded recorded a record called Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
Oh, jolly good. You'll be asking me the questions in a minute, you two. Oh, can you identify this piece of music?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, it is. Oh, no, Julian, that's only half the question. You have to get the second half right. If you're going to stay in. So here we go, Julian. Who recorded Bohemian Rhapsody? I'll have to hurry you.
Queen.
Pardon?
Queen.
Oh, it is Queen, yes. Oh, well done, Julian. That's marvellous. Well, Mike, there you are. At the end of this Eliminator quiz, the winner is... both of them.
Oh, well done, Martin.
Oh, thank you very much, Martin.
Really splendid effort there to leave us out of the two of them with both of them still in. Well, let's see if we can eliminate someone now with our definitions game. And the first of our final contestants is Debbie Wrightson. So, Debbie, I'm going to give you 10 definitions. And you have to give me the word. If you end up with 4 or more words out of the 10, then you're through.
Right.
Okay, Debbie, here we go. It's the front of a boat.
Bow.
It's an animal's hand.
Paw.
It's the main branch of a tree.
Bow.
It's the opposite of rich.
Paw.
It's a small opening in the skin.
Paw.
It's what you do when you see the Queen.
Bow.
Yes, it's the tip liquid out of a jug.
Paw.
Right, you've only got bow and paw so far, Debbie. We're looking for 4, remember, so 2 more needed. And 4 definitions left. Now, it's the piece of wood on top of a cricket stump.
Bale.
Yes, up to 3, you need just 1 more. It's to throw water out of a boat.
Bale.
Yes, it's a bundle of hay tied up.
Bale.
Yes. You still need 1 more, Debbie. It's what prisoners are let out on.
Bail.
Oh, what a shame. Just missed out on the last one there, Debbie. It is, of course, parole. So, no place for you in the next round. That's how it goes. Did you enjoy playing anyway? That's great.
Well, we've divided the remaining 48 people into 2 groups of 26, and both groups have in front of them an object that we have taken apart. Both teams have the same object, and the first team to reassemble it after I start the hooter will go through to the next round. So, Team A and Team B, are you ready? Go! That's fantastic! It's taken just 5 seconds for them to completely reassemble this transistor radio! Say that's remarkable, and all the more remarkable because the object that we originally took apart was a bicycle. So, bad luck, Team A. And it's Team B who have got the nearest with a teapot. So they go through to the next round.
Well, I've joined our astrologer friend, who seemed to be making pretty free with our hospitality, I noticed. Anyway, we have 19 people for the next round so far, but we need 20, so we've picked half a dozen of the losers from the last round to battle it out for the extra place. So, Lawrence, how do you see it going?
Well, of the 6 we have left, we have 3 Taurians, 3 Bulls, mm-hmm. and 3 Aries, 3 Rams.
And what normally happens when they meet?
Well, legend has it that usually they either clash terribly and the bull, as it were, eats the ram, mm-hmm. or they get on terribly well and something absolutely unspeakable happens.
Well, let's hope neither of those ensue as we begin our next game, and our next game we call Which Baby Are You? Yes, indeed, and today we're joined by 8-year-old Sven. If you haven't heard the Gigantaquiz, awful name before, each time we pick a different child of Swedish star Britt Auckland, and the contestants have to try and guess who the father is. So let's waste no more time and get straight on with playing Which Baby Are You?
Hello, Sven. Is your daddy a comedian?
No.
Yeah, it couldn't have been Pete Sellers.
No. Is your daddy a singer?
No.
It might be Rod Stewart, then.
No.
Is your daddy a guitarist with the Stray Cats, then?
No.
Is your daddy British then, Sven?
Yes.
Is he in show business?
Yes.
Is he a disc jockey?
Yes.
Is he in this room?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't look as if anyone's going to get it. Well, let's play the next round with 19 people, shall we, Mike? Well, here we are, ready for the next round, which is our initiative test. Now, all the contestants are being sent off to find different objects, and while we wait for them to come back, here's some music from, surely, Australia's biggest export since Krona Margarine, the group that brought you Down Under, it's Men Relaxing.
Always a reggae beat, with very little variation. Always the type of speech that lends itself to syncopation. Australia's biggest hit, so why do we sound so Jamaican? Being man at work is far too taxing, so we've gone Jamaican, now we're men relaxing. Smoke some ganja, fade away. Song to release, although it's uninspiring, we've been through all of our enemies. They all sound like a siren, that's the sound of the police. Yeah, being down under breaks a Scottish accent. And if I got my eye on you, it means the other's staring at the dealer. Business as usual is our maxim, but our business now to stay men relaxing. More guns are passed away.
Yes, the Gigantiquiz. They're really beginning to hot up now because our final six are here, ready to fight it out for the two places in the final. And to get there, they're going to have to guess one of the clues in the ensuing couple of rounds of charades, a game which I'm glad to say Radioactive is in fact pioneering as a radio concept. So here's the first mine that I'll be doing. You know the rules. First one to guess it gets through. Right, here we go.
Book.
Film.
Song. Play.
Radio series.
Well-known play.
Well, I mean, it's a television show.
I'm not allowed to talk.
I know.
Go on. Three words.
Four words.
Six words. Two words.
Look, when I hold up five fingers, it means there's five words.
Oh,
right.
Right. You're okay.
Right.
Finger.
Stick.
First word.
I'm not allowed to talk.
Right. First word. T.
T. Junction.
Corkscrew.
V, for Christ's sake. T stands for V.
The two sem.
The V sign.
The victory. The second victory. Word.
You're not allowed to talk.
V something.
The fight.
The sword fight.
The duel.
The duel.
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 Oh, duel.
Okay.
Scout salute.
Scout honor. The third word.
Oh. No. You're not allowed to talk.
Shut up. Third word.
Little word. Bicycle.
Pentathlon.
Little word.
Oh,
and.
On.
No,
what's the opposite of out?
Inside. Yes, no, short and inside. Short
side,
and
in.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Right, fourth word.
T.
T. Junction.
Corkscrew.
V. Yes, no, that's wrong. Shut up.
The jewel in the something. Okay.
No, the jewel in the hat.
The jewel in the headdress.
The jewel in the headband.
Jewel in the busby. The jewel in the throwing.
The jewel in the crown. Yes.
No, shorter.
Jewel in the crowd.
No, crow's nest.
He's going back to the jewel in the hat again.
What's he doing now? Come on, he's looking for a dog and duck. I've got some hounds.
Well, I think that only took a mere 40 minutes to get, so it's Gillian who goes through after that lightning display of quick wits. So, on to the second one. Right.
Book. It's a book.
Yeah.
Handwritten book.
And five words.
Five words again.
Orange football.
I'm doing the whole thing.
Oh. The Enigma of Caspar Hauser.
Well, sadly, I don't have time to explain to radio listeners how I managed to convey that title in 2 seconds. Suffice it to say that Jeremy is the winner, so if he'd like to make his way over to where the next round's being played and take with him my card saying the Enigma of Caspar Hauser, which he so accurately read.
And so, at last, we come to our final of this year's Giganta Quiz. Yes! Our contestants, Gillian Gimlet and Jeremy Waddock, are both here and ready, I hope, to play the final round, which is, of course, as always, Bonkety Bonk. Yes, the rules are, as always, our contestants having to match the answers of our guests, who this year are Henry Cropper, who you've met already.
Yeah, hello.
That's Henry. Great, thanks. Henry Pernilla Skills.
Hello.
Cricket connoisseur, Rishi Bernard.
Good day, then, Michael.
Fellow Antipode and Alan Fluff Friedman.
Hi there, Pop Pickles.
And lovable Cockney, Lorraine Chaste.
Hello.
Equipped as ever with her own canned laughter. And finally, surely the top media personality of the year, David Owen.
Hello.
So, Gillian, you won the toss. Who's going first?
Well, ladies first, I always say, so I'll let Jeremy go first.
They say it every time. It's pathetic. Right, Jeremy, why did the chicken cross the road? Because it wanted to get to the other blank. Right, you have 5 seconds to write down the answer. Why did the chicken cross the road? The road. Mm-hmm. Look for the hint in the question. Remember, because it wanted to get to the other...
chicken.
Chicken. Because it wanted to get to the other chicken.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see what our guests have got as we ask them to hold up their cards as one. Oh, and well, that's remarkable. They've all written down chicken too. And all 6 points to you, Jeremy. Gillian, your question. My wife's gone to the West Indies. Jamaica? No, she went of her own blank. 5 seconds then. My wife's gone to the West Indies, Jamaica. No, she went of her own...
holiday.
She went of her own holiday. Okay, fine. Well, let's just see what our guests have as we ask them to hold up their cards. Yes, well, we seem to have 6 right answers again, don't we? 6 cards with holiday written under something crossed out, which bears a remarkable resemblance to the word accord. Except for Lorraine's, where it bears more resemblance to the name Aykroyd. Anyway, that of course means it's time for the tiebreaker. And the words are wash hand. So, wash hand blank. Gillian.
Wash hand blow dry.
Wash hand blow dry. Jeremy.
Wash hand chips.
Wash hand chips.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Well, let's just see what our audience said on the scoreboard. In third place, wash hand chips.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, you haven't quite won yet, Jerry, because in second place, wash hand basin. Yes, I think that may well have been my choice, I must say. Well, let's see what the first place goes to. Wash hand kettle. Wash hand kettle, then. That's what our audience said, evidently. Oh, why not? Yes, yes. Their mental age, obviously, only marginally below that of our contestants. Well, Jeremy, you win with wash hand chips, and that earns you the chance to win £10,000. Oh, well, very bad luck, Gillian, falling at the last hurdle there. But never mind, you won't go completely empty-handed, because as a runner-up, you have won... this fabulous imitation plastic mahogany globe of the world, which opens up as a pink and green luminous cocktail cabinet. Yes, what do you think about that?
I think it's really vulgar. It's gross, it's horrible, ghastly, perfectly dreadful, tasteless, nauseating. I mean, it's just awful.
You don't want it.
No!
That's it, Gigantoquiz.
Well, the tension almost unbearable here, but perhaps a quick word from our astrologer, if he can manage to string two together?
Yes, well, as I see it, being a Jeremy, Leo will almost certainly win a place in the final.
Jeremy has won a place in the final, that's what all the excitement's about.
Oh. Sorry.
Well, many thanks to our resident astrologer there for being with us through the show, in body at least. And let's now join the ancient old crony of the airwaves, Mike Channel.
Well, what an exciting moment this is, because only one question stands between Jeremy here and the big Gigantoquiz prize of £10,000. So, Jeremy, are you ready?
Yes.
Nervous?
No, not too bad.
Well, you should be. You might lose £10,000 in a moment. Only kidding, Jeremy. Right. Now, is your question for £10,000?
Yes.
Just answer me this, Jeremy, and the money is yours.
Right.
10 steps.
No, the 39 steps.
Where are they? Come on!
No, the 39 steps, an international organisation.
Well, what a shame, Jeremy, there. So close to winning the £10,000 on Radioactive Gigantoquiz, but sadly and almost inexplicably shot through the head by a man with one finger missing. Well, many thanks to all our contestants for being such sports, especially those who lost their lives in the course of the programme. But the £10,000 remains unwon and goes back into the Radioactive Extra Interest Plus account for yet another year.
That was Radioactive, written by Angus Deaton and Jeffrey Perkins, with additional material by John Buchan. Radioactive was performed by Helen Atkinson-Wood, Angus Deaton, Jeffrey Perkins, Philip Pope and Michael Fenton Stevens. Music was by Philip Pope and Steve Brown, with additional material by Helen Murray, Nick Wilton and the producer, Jamie Ricks. That concludes Radioactive's Gigantoquiz, and indeed this week's link-up with Radio 4. For those listeners who are interested in the answer to the final question, the 39 steps are, in fact, an international organization of...